Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can, of course, bring up anything. That's the point of the program tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We bring you all the features there for free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their website. Head on over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy ours. It's brand new as of 2010, redesigned to the new Web 2.0 world.
Yeah. If you've been to went to Free Talk Live 1.0, well, there's something new for you to experience over there.
There's a lot new.
Actually. Yeah. For Free Talk Live 2.0, completely different, and it has news stories on it that you can vote up or vote down, add your own news stories, and we draw from that website for show prep. So it's kind of like an opportunity to vote on what we talk about on the show.
Sort of.
I mean, you know,
there's no guarantees. Like, the top story is not guaranteed to get on the air, but being on that front page, having stories voted up to that front page, definitely increases their odds.
Yes.
Of getting on. In fact, I think last night we picked two of our show prep stories from the front page of our website.
I've got one sitting here in front of me.
We'll get to it, but I promised we would get to this story, and we didn't. So, Venezuelan president and madman Hugo Chavez won't spare a kind word for video games, calling them poison.
Poison.
Accusing them of being proxies for capitalist warmongering. I mean, you thought it was bad enough when they accused violent video games of being dangerous. Now they're proxies for capitalist warmongering, whatever that means.
Well, I think I can kind of see what he's saying. Many of the video games have a military theme to them.
Right.
Almost all of them, a good percentage of them, I should say, are fighting based. There's, of course, the hugely popular Guitar Hero and racing games.
Dance Revolution.
Yeah, racing games, all these things. There's a huge segment. Huge segments. I probably shouldn't even say most.
Puzzle games.
A lot of video games are war fighting based.
Some of the very popular ones certainly are, absolutely.
And so, I mean, I can see how somebody might consider Call to Duty, which is, I only have played one of them, Call of Duty, something like that.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I've not seen it.
I've only played one of them, and it was a World War II one. Maybe they span the wars, I'm not sure, but, you know, modern warfare. There's all kinds of them out there. So I can see why he would, and they're designed in the United States. They're designed so that you can generally be, you know, a United States hero guy, and I can see why he would say that.
Well, according to the story, according to the AFP, and this is from PCWorld.com, actually, the outspoken U.S. critic who once notoriously referred to George W. Bush as the devil used his weekly radio television show, Alo Presidente, to put a match to Sony's PlayStation Games brand. He said, those games they call PlayStation are poison. Some games teach you to kill. They once put my face on a game. You've got to find Chavez to kill him. PC World says, I'm not sure which game or user mod he's referring to, assuming there actually is one, because he sounds so informed when he says, those games they call PlayStation are poison.
Yeah.
The PlayStation's the system, although I guess technically you could call them PlayStation games. Just the way he says it makes it sound like my grandma sounded when she called, my NES cartridges cassettes. No, they're not cassettes at all. But yeah, what can you expect? It's
no,
not
they are
their
cassettes,
world,
right?
I'm pretty sure cassettes have spindles in them that roll around with magnetic tape attached to them.
Whatever.
Anyway, pandemics.
The other thing is when he uses terminology, he uses trite terminology anyway. He says they're poison. He called George Bush the devil. I mean, we can't come up with something better than poison and the devil. These are hackneyed expressions.
You know, pandemics, explosive open-world action game in which a power-hungry tyrant messes with Venezuela's oil supply, sparking an invasion that turns the country into a war zone. Pandemic denied the game was meant as a political statement, but the developer admitted wanting to have a rip from the headlines. Chavez went on in his address to link Western games to slick propaganda vehicles, implying that scenarios in which players bomb cities or just throw bombs exist to incite violence against countries like Venezuela so that capitalist countries can later sell weapons to the country's opponents. Games, said Chavez, promote the need for cigarettes, drugs, and alcohol, adding, that's capitalism, the road to hell. because no one ever smoked a cigarette underneath the communist Russian regime.
Right.
Or drank.
Or smoked cigarettes. I mean, if the introduction of video games could probably be linked, at least in the United States, to a decrease, if one wishes to correlate things that are not causative, one could link a decrease in smoking to an increase in video game consumption in the United States.
Are you really? You think?
Yes, absolutely.
You're thinking because people play more video games, they're smoking fewer cigarettes?
No, I'm not saying it's causative. I'm only saying it's correlative.
Oh, okay.
Since video games, home video game systems have begun in the United States, the incidence of smoking have decreased, right?
It's a true statement, I suppose.
Right. So therefore, one can clearly extrapolate from that dumb set of uncorrelated facts that video games don't cause people to quit smoking.
No, well, what he's saying is they promote the need for cigarettes, drugs, and alcohol, and so therefore that must be capitalism.
How do they promote that need?
Therefore, that must be capitalism.
But how do they promote that need?
I don't even understand. Presuming they do, presuming their characters have alcohol and cigarettes. I mean, you've got like games like Grand Theft Auto. You can drink in those games, for instance. And surely there are characters that smoke cigarettes in some video games. But how he jumps from the fact that games might have these adult elements in them to saying that's capitalism, the road to hell, one does not necessarily connect to the other. Just not even at all. People have been smoking cigarettes and drinking alcohol for a long time, as long as those products have existed, regardless of what political or economic system they're underneath.
Or whether video games have existed.
Not all games are bad, says Chavez, however, who says...
Because I love Tetris.
His country ought to be making educational games and designing little indigenous dolls to replace dolls like Barbie that have nothing to do with our culture. It's apparently not the first time Chavez has laid into the games industry. AFP reports that Chavez once slammed Nintendo for promoting selfishness, individualism, and violence.
Selfishness means not paying enough money to the government in taxes.
Last October, Venezuela said a law making the import and sale, passed a law making the import and sale of toy weapons and violent video games illegal. I didn't even know that. That's the first I'd heard of that. Punishable by 3 to 5 years in jail. So if you import the next edition of Aliens vs. Predator or Wolfenstein or Call of Duty 7 or whatever it is that's coming out, and you get caught in Venezuela, 3 to 5 years. In fact, remember, this is the same guy that last week, when he was talking about how he was going to essentially decline his currency's trading value against the dollar by something like 50% on certain categories of products, he said he was going to seize different any store out there that that actually raised prices in order to compensate for the fact that they would lose money otherwise, I guess. And indeed, there was a story in the news just this week about how he's going to seize an entire chain of stores down there. I forget what the chain was called, but apparently it's owned by a French company, and he's talking about nationalizing this store chain. It's like you owned your stores until old Hugo wants them.
this is a government run wild. This is a nation of one man essentially doing what he wants to do. And he's somewhat popular. He knows how to get the people on his side. But
he's as popular as Barack Obama. I mean,
I don't think Barack Obama's as popular as this guy.
No, he's a little more popular.
I don't think Barack Obama could win an election today.
I don't know.
It depends. It depends on who is running against him, and how campaigns go. Things always change. But he's not a particularly popular guy.
A word from the story is that law that bans video game importing is going into effect at the end of January. So it's about ready to get started over there.
Yeah. Notice the confiscation of those stores. Since it was a French chain, it's politically viable. If it had been a Venezuelan chain that had decided to raise their prices, I think that
a little less popular.
Might have been not as cool.
According to PCWorld.com, pro tip for President Chavez, if you don't want the U.S. electorate to ignorantly generalize about you or your country based on punditry and propaganda, then get this much straight. Don't do it to them. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just ruling with complete arbitrary nonsense.
Yeah. On this show we've been accused more than one time of being America haters because we talk about how, capricious, arbitrary, intrusive, and at times evil the government is in this nation. And I hope that people take a note. We're talking about the government of another nation and how capricious, arbitrary, invasive, and evil it is.
I think we're pretty equal opportunity toward dislike. Liking coercive government on this program.
Yeah, but I think we talk about American government
here. Well, we do live here. Yeah. Coming up, you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system there. You'll find everything from intellectual to asinine posts over at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's all free for you, bbs.freetalklive.com. And you can learn about public policy by interning at a state or federal policy organization. The Charles G. Koch Summer Fellow Program includes an opening week-long policy seminar, an eight-week paid summer internship, a closing seminar, and weekly policy lectures. Choose from 70 organizations organizations in Washington, D.C., and state policy network think tanks across the United States. Be part of a fellowship of motivated, talented individuals seeking to advance liberty. Program includes a stipend and housing allowance. Apply by January 31st. Time is running out for that one.
Do I have to get out the dictionary.com pronunciation thing where we
said did I mess it up again? It's stipend?
Stipend again.
Sorry, stipend. It's hard to remember that stuff.
I know, yeah.
Libertarianinternships.com. Appreciate the correction. All right, so the other story that I wanted to get to, before we get to some of the news that, well, involves the FBI, the news we're going to get to is pretty serious about what happened with the FBI, I guess, recently. But first, another story I promised last night. The milk debate is continuing. Or the apple cider slash milk debate. A while back, we brought you a story from one of the local papers, actually, around here from where we do this this radio program in Keene, New Hampshire. And it was one of those cutesy stories that was just all about how some kids are, they've just decided they want to change the laws of New Hampshire.
Well, usually their teachers get them whipped up about
it. Yeah.
In some way. Hey, wouldn't you like to participate in the legislative process? It's open to everybody, even cute kids like you.
Exactly. That's what happened. And so they decided, they got it in their heads that they wanted to create a law that would announce that New Hampshire has a state drink, and they wanted that drink to be apple cider. And we talked about that story on this program, and there's now a follow-up, except this one comes from a different newspaper, the Concord Monitor.
You know, some states have state reptiles. I'm wondering, even though I don't think there's any, I don't think this to be true. Somebody will tell me otherwise. But I don't think there are any reptiles actually in the state of New Hampshire.
No lizards up here?
They have newts, but that's not a reptile, it's an amphibian.
Huh.
So I wonder why it is in New Hampshire just doesn't pick a state reptile. Just pick a state reptile anyway. You know, there's got to be a good one out there.
Tax increases, gun rights, gay marriage, some issues naturally draw differing opinions. Thanks to one wide-eyed 9-year-old, New Hampshire can add a debate over its state drink to the list. Because this is just what people do, kids. People fight with one another in the legislature over who's right and who's wrong, and whoever wins gets to force their way on everyone else. On a field trip to the State House in November, Jeremy LaChance, a fourth grader at Guilford Elementary School, was shocked to find out that a bill was set to come before the House that proposed apple cider as the state drink. He said, "I don't like apple cider. That's for one thing." Then he found out how the bill had been crafted. A group of third graders at Jaffrey Grade School had proposed the idea to State Representative Bonnie Mitchell, who plans to introduce the bill when the legislature reconvenes, which actually happened a couple weeks ago. Jeremy, seated with two friends inside his Intervale Road living room last week, said he thought the state's drink should be something that was part of his regular diet. We thought, "It should be apple cider. It shouldn't be apple cider. It should be milk," said his cohort Cole Winkleman. "Every day for school lunches, we have milk." And so Jeremy went about writing letters to 7 state representatives in his district.
Make sure it's pasteurized and homogenized milk, Jeremy, because that's what you get at school.
Yeah. And, well, maybe you should write your representatives, Mark, and tell them you want it to be raw milk.
Yeah, that's what I want it to be.
176 dairy farmers across the street, they wrote 7 state representatives in his district and 176 farmers across the state seeking their support in his quest. A week later, the phone rang with State Representative Peter Bolster on the other end. "I just called to talk to him about his concern and told him what the procedure would be and what he would need to do. By the time he wrote, there was no time to actually submit another bill, but he, like anyone else in the state, could go and testify." Jeremy also received a letter from State Representative Jeffrey St. Sir and a check from a dairy farmer for $25 to start his campaign.
Nice.
The New Hampshire dairy farmers...
I'm voting for milk in this one. I must say, I've got a side.
God.
I want milk to win.
I'm voting for, please let me stop paying these taxes to support these awful government schools that are essentially teaching kids that this is what... this is very dangerous because it's teaching kids that government is what you do when you want to voice your views on everyone else. And that is true about government. That's what government is, but it's acclimating them to that. It's this mentality of, all right, kids, here's your assignment. Let's all write a law that we want to create. because that's how society is run. We just come up with ideas and then foist them on everyone else.
We come up with a drink we like and we make everybody drink it because that'll be good for them.
Excited by the responses they received, Jeremy and Cole plan to go to the State House next month to speak on behalf of milk at a hearing for the apple cider bill. His teacher, Pam Hayes, says she hopes to make a petition available this week for all Guilford Elementary students to sign. Jeremy, Cole, and others are making signs to hold up outside. While Jeremy's campaign may be more educational than effective, laying claim to state drink is no trivial matter to local farmers.
You know, I think this is interesting that, you know, the rep kind of, you know, spends some time with him. You know, the rep calls him and talks to him about, gives him the procedure and stuff like that. Do you think it would work quite the same way if you were just sort of a voting age constituent instead of a cute little 10-year-old that's trying to get involved?
Like they handhold you through the process?
Right, sure. I bet you can get a lot more help as a 10-year-old than you can as an adult.
Bet you're right about that. It's a shame he's not advocating for medical marijuana or marijuana decrim or something like that.
I don't know what they'd do with that.
That would be fun.
I'd like to point out that Martin Luther King did use children in his civil disobedience a great deal of the time.
Chuck Souther, owner of Apple Hill Farm, says, "We've certainly had some spirited discussion within the agricultural community. Obviously have a vested interest in this and think it should be apple cider." The people are taking sides. They're digging in here. This is becoming an issue because when the state, for whatever reason, if it goes through with this, when the state government decides to pick a drink and nominate it to state drink status, for whatever reason, these guys think it's going to benefit their business. Maybe it's because it'll get press and people will see apple cider.
It is getting press.
Right, it is getting press, but maybe it'll get more press if it passes and people will see the terms apple cider or milk and then they'll hope that'll make it so people will buy. I mean, it seems awfully disconnected. It's not the best form of marketing. It's not the best form of branding. I mean, I guess it's good in general if you buy apple cider for the apple cider dealers, but they're not necessarily promoting one brand of apple cider over the other. It seems a little silly for people to really get so involved in all of this. But that's what people do, I guess. He said the fact that 18 other states already have milk as their state drink could be seen as an argument against making it a symbol of New Hampshire. He said, "New Hampshire always prides itself on being by itself," he said, as though a state could actually, an inanimate lab mass could actually have pride. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. I mean, it's stuff like this, this subtle indoctrination of the youth into the governmental system that is the number one reason why I don't think kids should be going to these government schools. I don't want to pay for these government schools. And I look forward to the day when I can get together with other people that agree with me. It's Free Talk Live.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights, and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights, or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If AutoShip be, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got our chat room. Head over to chat.freetalklive.com. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Best time to find them is, of course, during the live show hours or shortly thereafter at chat.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided with the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for a free daily dispatch.
Toll-free number here again, 800-259-9231. So the milk-slash-cider battle is getting hot and heavy here in New Hampshire as some fourth graders and third graders are going to clash at the State House over who's right, whose milk, whose drink is going to be the state drink. This is so important, kids. This is how the system works. There's a little bit more to the story here from the Concord Monitor. One of the milk producers is saying that it's been a tough year. In fact, sales are the lowest he's seen in 15 years, so a potential boost from a state drink designation couldn't come at a better time for the state's dairy industry. Local dairy farmer says he's totally right. Milk is far more nutritious than apple cider. Both of the farmers said they supported the young man, but could see both sides of the argument. Are we looking for something that would be unique for New Hampshire, or what would be the most nutritious? Bolster said he called Mitchell in hopes of working some language about milk into the bill. He said, we're talking about the fact this is a good experience for kids to understand the give and take, and even the simplest of bills. Actually, it's just more like take. Take.
Well, I think that he's talking about the political process,
yeah,
which is you give me a vote on this issue, and I'll
right.
give you a vote, and you can take my vote on this issue, which means that we'll both get arduous, capricious, disgusting, and expensive laws passed. It'll be awesome.
One side may win, one side may lose. The young man said he understood it isn't all about the outcome.
Even if we lose the debate, we've still learned a lot.
Jeremy says he looks forward to meeting the apple cider supporters from Jaffrey and had a simple message for his opponents.
Can't wait to compete with you,
he said. Yeah. I mean, is anybody else as disturbed by this as I am? Am I overreacting to this? Or is this really indeed the insidious nature, and it's all so innocent, the insidious nature of the government indoctrination system? But it's all done innocently. It's not like the teachers realize this is an awful system and are evilly indoctrinating these kids. They fully believe in it. They fully believe that, you know, this is the best system in the world, kids, and this is how it's done. And so they fully believe in it, and they transfer their
full
beliefs. I
think it was once the best system in the world. I think that it's grown beyond being the best system in the world now.
They transfer their belief in this system and their love for this system to these young children, and it's no wonder that after 13 years of this indoctrination, that kids walk out of these government indoctrination camps as essentially mindless automaton zombies whose job it is to, pick a side on an issue and go to work and shut the F up if their side loses. It's just sad to me. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Frank in Ohio. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi, fellas.
Hey,
just remember, an apple a day will keep the LCIA away.
Was that a joke?
Yeah.
All right,
look, I wonder, is there a place where I can get in on the stock trade? Are they going to put this on the New York? Or
what are you NASDAQ? Talking about?
The opium product in Afghanistan that we're guarding. Or are they going to get Ollie North to do, Petraeus going to give us an Ollie North deal trading that opium for guns? Or are they going to put that on the market on NASDAQ? Or what are they going to do with all that heroin? Should I call the Pentagon for a 1-800 hotline, heroin hotline?
I'm pretty sure they've got it under control in that the heroin's going to be brought back here to the United States and elsewhere around the world, be sold off to various drug addicts. Around the country, and essentially that's what happens to it.
Is there a pharmaceutical company going to procure most of that, or are they going to split it up and send half to China and half to America, or what? Because I want to get in on the stock.
You want to get on the action?
You bet.
Yeah, I don't know if
capitalism.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait until heroin's legalized in order to do that. But what was I looking? There is a legal version of meth. You can actually buy a legal version of meth, and there's a company, I wish I could remember what it's called. I believe it starts with an L. If you go and you search Wikipedia for methamphetamine, you can find the name of the actual pharmaceutical version of meth, and you could purchase stock in that company, I bet, unless it's privately owned.
Oh, I wouldn't touch meth with a 10-foot pole. But
you would heroin?
Well, I wanted to get some comedy on your show there.
No, I gotcha. So, I mean, heroin's a good product to invest in. I mean, people are hooked on that stuff.
Well, I didn't want the Congress members, the North Pole, what's Mr. Madoff that's doing time, they nicknamed his place the North Pole. And I didn't want the Congress members to get in all, and Geithner and the World International Banks to get on all the action.
Very good, Frank. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. The drug name is Desoxin. Drug name for the actual brand name for methamphetamine. It's the same stuff, believe it or not.
Hmm.
You can actually purchase methamphetamine, according to Wikipedia.
Don't they smoke meth crank?
Yep. Known by the brand name of Desoxin, is a psychostimulant drug intended for medical usage in the treatment of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, narcolepsy, and for short-term treatment of exogenous obesity. Did you know that methamphetamine, this evil drug, is actually something that can be used to help people? How about that? So this company, I think it's Lumbar or something like that. the old company was named Ovation, and then they were purchased by Lundbeck. That's what it is. So if you actually do want to invest in methamphetamine, look into Lundbeck Incorporated. They're the one company that has permission, from my understanding. I don't believe there's I think there are generic versions of methamphetamine on the marketplace, but they're the one company that has the ability to legally manufacture, sell, and distribute methamphetamine in this country. And what's interesting is, you know, whenever you hear the scary stories about the war on drugs and that, oh, God, these people are making meth in their back sheds and they're blowing things up and kids are dying and fumes. It's all true, right? I mean, it's an incredibly nasty process that they go through in order to make this product that is sold on the black market. And it is dangerous and it's volatile and things can explode and there are some really bad fumes. But yet they don't have those problems at Lundbeck. Lundbeck, the lab, I was looking at some of the pictures from their lab on the website they had there, and you know, they got clean room conditions and the glass where you put your hands through and the gloves are in there and you can do things with them. They got the whole deal. It's like a real laboratory manufacturing environment. How about that?
Yeah.
So whenever you talk to somebody about legalizing drugs or decriminalizing drugs and they bring up what do you want? Kids dying in their parents' meth labs? Well, nobody will be making meth in their back shed anymore because companies like Lundbeck would be able to compete in the marketplace to manufacture, sell, and distribute methamphetamine. It'll all be made, you know, 99% of it, with the exception of whatever moonshine meth might still be made out there. I mean, people still do make moonshine, and it's just not very popular.
Right.
Most people can just go and buy beer. Or liquor.
Or liquor, right. I mean, you know, I don't know what I have bought cheap vodka in the past, and it's like $10 for 1.75 liters, which, by the way, is the same price it was back in 1980-something. So kind of lets you know how over time production processes get better. But I can only assume whiskey's about the same thing. And yeah, $10 for almost, you know, 1.75 liters. Why would you bother making your own?
More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. Looks like the FBI done broke the law. What's going to happen to them for it? We'll find out in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extracts, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a whole list of things you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. All right, so here is some of the news of the day. Story is from the Washington Post. The FBI has illegally collected more than 2,000 U.S. telephone call records between 2002 and 2006 by invoking terrorism emergencies that didn't exist, or simply persuading phone companies to provide records. Gee, how do you think they go about persuading the phone companies to provide records?
They send a letter.
Yeah.
We're the FBI. Give us these records.
I don't think they use the term please, do you?
They may have the first time. It doesn't really matter because you know when that stamp comes at the top of the letter, they don't mean please.
Exactly.
There's no. They might say please, but they don't mean it. You know, when they send you your first tax bill, they may be cordial about it, but you know that it's a deeply ingrained threat in there. It's right in there.
Absolutely. In fact, speaking of threats, I saw the preview version of Sam's new video from ObscuredTruth.com, and I believe he actually has released it, the official version at this point. But it's just a preview. Okay, so the full version has not yet come out. But, man, they use all the persuasive phrases in very non-persuasive manners. You know, I'm going to have to ask you to do such and such, or move over here, please. And they're saying, I'm going to ask you, and this and that. And they're using these persuasive terms, but they've got guns on their hips. Mm-hmm. And
they don't really even say it in a persuasive tone.
No, they order. And then Sam asks the question, well, is that an order? Or, you know, are you asking? Are you asking or are you ordering? Well, I'm ordering. So first it's persuading, then it becomes an order, then you get arrested if you don't do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the story here about the FBI. According to internal bureau memos and interviews, FBI officials issued approvals after the fact to justify their actions. Emails obtained by the Washington Post detail how counterterrorism officials inside FBI headquarters didn't follow their own procedures that were put in place to protect civil liberties. The stream of urgent requests for phone records also overwhelmed the FBI.
You're telling me that the the FBI didn't put stopgaps in to prevent abuses of civil liberties?
Well, apparently they had stopgaps, but they didn't follow them. So
that's because that's
right
not their concern. They're FBI agents. They're not civil liberty protecting agents.
The stream of urgent requests for phone records also overwhelmed the FBI communications analysts unit with work that was ultimately not connected to imminent threats. So they were going out looking for phone records for some reason, collecting more than 2,000 phone records by invoking terrorism emergencies that didn't exist. When they got the records back, there were so many responses from the various different phone companies, the FBI couldn't handle it all. A Justice Department Inspector General's report is due out this month, expected to include, or conclude rather, that the FBI frequently violated the law with its emergency requests. The records seen don't identify the people whose phone call records were gathered, but they said they thought that nearly all of the requests involved terrorism investigations.
So, now, since we predicted this on Free Talk Live many years ago, do we get some kind of award from the government?
What did we predict?
We said that there are going to be abuses just like this. I mean, come on. Who couldn't predict this?
No, I don't think we'll be getting any.
No, I don't think the government's going to give us anything. But
what will they do to the FBI agents who have admittedly here? I mean, the FBI is actually, we're going to hear from their general counsel in a moment. They're admitting that they broke the law. And this is a nation of laws. You got to make sure to follow the law. The government's out there to protect us, and they got laws, and they are going to follow those laws. It's very important, because if the government don't follow the laws, then other people might not follow the laws. They got to set a good example for folks, right? It's a nation of laws. General Counsel Valley Caproni said in an interview, the FBI technically violated the Electronic Communications Privacy Act.
You know,
technically.
Do they call it technically when you break the law?
No.
They'll take the law, they'll stretch it out of shape in order to lasso you with it. They'll do whatever it takes to come and get you if they're coming after you. Yeah. But here, in this case, technically, which means clearly, they did it. Like, that's how the law was written, and they broke it.
When agents invoked non-existent emergencies in order to collect the records, we should have stopped those requests from being made that way, she said. The after-the-fact approvals were good-hearted, but not well thought out. Not a well thought out solution to put phone carriers at ease, she said. In true emergencies, agents always had the legal right to get phone records, and lawyers have now concluded there was no need for the after-the-fact approval process. What this turned out to be was a self-inflicted wound, she said. Documents show that senior FBI managers up to the assistant director level approved the procedures for emergency requests of phone records, and that headquarters officials often made the requests, which persisted for 2 years after bureau lawyers raised concerns and the FBI official began pressing for changes. So let me just recap that real quick here. They went all the way up to the assistant level or the assistant director level in approving these procedures for these emergency requests, that the headquarters officials made the requests, and they continued to do so 2 years after their lawyer said, hey, guys, we're breaking the law here.
It's clearly not high in their list.
No.
These are the highest law enforcement agents in the land, the big bad FBI here, doesn't mind if its own agents break the law.
We have to make sure we're not taking advantage of this system, that we're following the letter of the law without jeopardizing national security, said a lawyer for the FBI in 2005. Early emails asking superiors to address the problem. What's this lawyer so concerned for? Huh? It's not like he's liable here.
Right. Why would he be concerned? It's clear that if you're the FBI, you can break the law and no one's going to do anything about it.
The FBI acknowledged in 2007 that one unit in the agency had improperly gathered some phone records. In fact, I think we talked about this at the time. Justice Department audit cited 22 inappropriate requests to phone companies for searches and hundreds of questionable requests. But the latest revelations show the improper requests were much more numerous under the procedures approved by the top level of the FBI. FBI officials told the Post that their own reviews found about half of the 4,400 toll records collected in emergency situations or with after-the-fact approvals were done in technical violation of the law. There it is again. The searches involved only records of calls and not the content of the calls. So don't worry, folks. It's all right. You're still safe. They didn't actually have your name or phone number. They weren't actually listening to your calls. So it was just that
they couldn't possibly. And that's another thing that we said when this all came out. How can they possibly do this?
But don't you worry, though, folks. It's all right. They're just technically violating the law that allows them to use the cite emergency circumstances and gather the records. They're just not actually listening. They're not actually looking at names. So therefore, you guys should not be concerned about this. American, go back to sleep, America. It's no problem. This is just a technical violation. It's not in. It's not. This isn't an indicator that there's corruption systemic throughout the government system. This isn't an indicator of anything like that. It's just a little. It's a little snafu. It's a little oopsie. Just, you know, a few thousand oopsies. That's all.
Yeah.
No big deal here.
You know, as if they're getting used to new systems there and the changeover and stuff like that, they have a apparently a gigantic grace period, years and years of a grace period in order to figure out how to use the new system, which kind of has, you know, it makes a little bit of sense. But do you get that grace period? Does would the FBI, mm-hmm. if you broke a new law that was in place, and I'll bet you this law, by the way, has no punishment for the breaking of it when federal agents break that law. And I'm sure that if they have one for the general citizenry, it will. But yeah. if you break a law that's kind of new and you're just getting used to the system, do you think they're going to let you slide by, you know, it's a technical violation, but no big deal?
Don't you worry, Mark. FBI officials have said they're confident that the safeguards enacted in 2007 have ended the problems. Caproni, the lawyer, said the Bureau will use the Inspector General's findings to determine whether discipline is warranted. There you have it. Okay, there you have it. They'll use the findings to determine whether the discipline is warranted. Now, to me, the word discipline reveals exactly what we're dealing with here. Because if this were the law that you and I have to follow, and they would have you believe, well, the law is the law, right? Well, if this were the same kind of law, then they would be determining whether charges were filed. You and I would get hit with charges, taken to court. We'd have to hire lawyers to, you know, presumably, or defend ourselves.
Right.
We would go to court on charges. We would not be disciplined.
Right.
Discipline is an internal thing.
Right. The FBI, and the FBI agents will have their union reps, which, you know, it's all part of the job. They will represent them at essentially no cost to themselves. And of course, the union, the cost of the union will go into the wages, which we, the taxpayer, pays.
That's presuming they actually want to discipline these guys, and they're still just deciding on that.
Yeah.
More coming up here. Hour 2 is on the way. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.